A warm welcome to Words of Wisdom on Supreme Master Television. It is with great joy that we present to you today's special presentation of The Light of Love in a New Era. Through this presentation, we document Supreme Master Qinghai's great compassion and unconditional love for humanity as she tirelessly travels to every corner of the world and every continent on our planet Earth to share with us God's greatest gift, the Kuan Yin method of meditation. This Kuan Yin method of meditation is the method that brings us true liberation, uplifting our soul from the duality of the physical plane and taking us back to our true home, where we are eternally immersed in the bliss of God's love. Please stay with us for the special presentation of The Light of Love in a New Era, a collection of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful and inspiring lectures from around the world, given during her lecture tours in 1993, 1999, and 2000.
Happy for the world that in the United Nations people meditate. Since ancient time, the great kings were always those who have deep insight and those who practice meditation method in order to be connected with heaven and to know the will of heaven before they are able to govern the earth affair. That's why since ancient times, the great kings of wisdom, they always rule with compassion and wise system. And their names always stay forever in the hearts of the people. And they never have to use violence or armed force to conquer. But they use love and wisdom. And we have the reason to feel happy that here in the United Nations such people exist. Because actually the personnel in the United Nations are more or less kings of the world. Because we don't rule only one nation, but whatever service we do here affects the whole world. I'm so happy that there is a tradition here that we meditate. Yes. Not once a week, but also every day at home. Once a week is only when we get together here to do it in a symbolic way. But the more important practice carries on at home and even at work. Our system of meditation is a continuous process 24 hours for those who seek wisdom and for those who likes to serve the world with love and dignity and, of course, wisdom. When we are connected with heaven through different means of meditation or deep prayers in sincere longing to know the will of God, we will be able to serve the world in a better light. Because the light from heaven, which comes through meditation, will be able to shine our path in whichever path we choose to serve the world. So the problem in this world is not to be blamed on politicians, not to be blamed on the economic system of any country or any ism of any nation, but to be blamed on the ignorance of ourselves, nature, that we do not know how great we are, that we do not know that we are the contentment incarnate, that we do not know that we are love personified. Therefore, enlightenment is a cure for all illnesses, for all worldly problems, for all wars, and is one and for all finished. And as long as all of us are enlightened, the world will never come to an end. Everybody predicts about the end of the world. I mean, not everybody worry about it. Some people predict and make many people worry. But even if the world comes to an end, the enlightened people would never feel bothered. They know this world comes and then it will go one day. But the life, eternal, always goes on, and that nothing can affect it. Life eternal is what we are. Wisdom is what we possess. Love is what our nature is. And that cannot be destroyed with any bomb at all. It cannot be limited by space and time. We house God. We house the Almighty within ourselves. And here we are, having nothing of this Almighty glory. It is because we face the other way. We face the shadow, we chase after the shadow and try to correct the shadow to suit our taste, that the legs was too long, the head was too flat, or the ears too pointed. It was because of the light which projected the real and make it become a shadow. And if we chase that all the time and trying to make it different, of course we make trouble for ourselves, we exhausted our energy, and we achieve nothing. We might be able to adjust a little bit here, a little bit there, but this is only a shadow, right? Tomorrow it will become, the ear will be pointed again. Therefore, in order to truly enjoy it, we have to know the real one and adjust accordingly.
Le plaisir dans le monde n'est qu'une copie du monde réel. Et seul le réel peut nous apporter un bonheur réel et durable. Une méthode précise nous est donnée avant notre naissance. Pour trouver cette vie véritable, le chemin de retour à notre vraie demeure est marqué à l'intérieur de nous-mêmes. Et si nous oublions cette carte qui peut nous sauver la vie, nous resterons à jamais emprisonnés dans le cycle de la naissance et de la mort. Le chemin est très réel et clair pour l'œil intérieur, mais invisible pour nos yeux physiques et imperceptible à nos sens. Il se révèle à nous lorsque nous désirons sincèrement le trouver. Il vaut mieux avoir l'aide d'un guide expérimenté. Parce que la plupart d'entre nous a oublié où il se trouve. Et même si nous nous en souvenons, le chemin du retour est long, rempli de dangers aussi. Et c'est pour cette raison qu'un guide est nécessaire. Un guide ayant déjà parcouru ce chemin, connaissant toutes les régions qui séparent notre monde des mondes les plus élevés. J'ai réussi, par la grâce de Dieu, à trouver le chemin de retour. Et j'offre cette découverte et mon aide à tous ceux qui souhaitent se rappeler de la béatitude que nous avons perdue depuis si longtemps. Nous pouvons à nouveau connaître le paradis originel. Ici et maintenant, grâce à ce que l'on appelle l'initiation, c'est-à-dire la transmission du pouvoir qui éveille notre être véritable et nous ramène chez nous. Nous devenons, après l'initiation, une personne nouvelle, pleine de vigueur et d'énergie. Tous nos désirs et nos envies nous quittent. Nous continuons à mener une vie normale, mais sans être tourmentés par la non-réalisation de nos buts et par notre soif incessante pour quelque chose qui ne se trouve pas dans le monde entier. Une soif qui ne peut jamais être soulagée tant que nous n'avons pas trouvé notre propre source véritable. Après l'initiation, l'intense lumière intérieure que nous recevons de Dieu illuminera notre chemin. Notre chemin de retour à notre terre d'origine. La mélodie rassurante du ciel nous indiquera tout ce dont nous avons besoin de savoir à propos de notre chemin. Et le maître ou le guide expérimenté sera toujours à nos côtés pour nous aider et nous protéger pendant ce formidable voyage de retour. Jusqu'à la fin de tout le monde. Et ce guide fera tout pour notre confort et notre bien-être, même dans ce monde matériel. Nous ne serons plus jamais dans le besoin et tout sentiment de solitude partira. Le guide sait que cela fait longtemps que nous sommes partis, que nous sommes fatigués et découragés. Et pour cette raison, il donnera toute l'aide possible sur la terre comme au ciel. Le guide connaît la route. Et notre vie sur la terre est épuisante sans l'aide d'un véritable ami. Pour rester à nos côtés pendant les hauts et les bas de notre vie. Pour nous faire traverser tous les obstacles et les pièges et arriver à notre destination, que la vie éternelle dans le royaume de Dieu. Notre vie éternelle dépend de la lumière et de la musique intérieure, sans lesquelles aucun bonheur pour nous peut exister. Sur la terre, comme au ciel. Et la vie, la beauté et la bonté véritable ne se révéleront jamais à nous. Peu importe combien nous voulons être bons, vertueux et gracieux, nous ne parvenons pas à obtenir la perfection parce que ces qualités appartiennent au monde intérieur.
Wahre Schönheit, Wissen und Tugend kommt nur von innen. Äußere Schönheit, Wissen und Tugend sind für menschliche Maßstäbe nur eine Spiegelung der ursprünglichen Qualitäten. Deshalb sind wir nie völlig zufrieden mit dieser äußeren Welt. Es fehlt immer etwas. Und folglich wird Habsucht, Abhängigkeit, Zorn und Hass erzeugt. Denn um unseren Durst nach Wahrheit, Schönheit und Tugend zu stillen, dachten wir, wir hätten uns mehr Wohlstand, höhere Positionen und dergleichen angeschafft, finden dennoch Enttäuschungen hinsichtlich mehrerer Aspekte und arbeiten mehr und mehr im Glauben, wir würden eines Tages die perfekte Glückseligkeit erbringen durch all unseren materiellen Besitz. Aber die Erläuterten wissen, dass all wahre Schönheit sowie jene Weisheit und jene Tugend schon zur Hand, nämlich in uns selbst ist. Vorausgesetzt, wir nehmen uns die Zeit, diese Gegebenheit zu entdecken. Wir haben nun die Wahl und die Gelegenheit, den Schritt in die herrliche Zeit des Lebens zu tun. Anstatt die Schattenseiten und Wehklagen unseres harten Schicksals in diesem Leben ertragen zu müssen. Wir brauchen nicht vor dem Leben zu fliehen, um den Himmel zu finden. Aber wir sollten das Himmelreich in unser Leben bringen. Das ist der eigentliche Zweck der Erleuchtung. Das ist die wahre Befreiung während des Aufenthalts in dieser physikalischen Welt. Nach ernsthaften Übungen, die während der Einweihung gelehrt werden, sind wir im Gleichgewicht zwischen Himmel und Erde. Und wir können gleichzeitig die irdischen Verpflichtungen erfüllen und auch das himmlische Reich erkennen. Da wir hier verschiedene weltliche Aufgaben haben, sollen wir sie so gut wie möglich erledigen. Aber unsere wichtigste Aufgabe ist es, die Erde zu segnen, damit sie zu einem Paradies wird, sodass alle Lebewesen ein angenehmes Leben führen dürfen und sich stufenweise zu höherem Bewusstsein entwickeln.
There is no such thing as eternal suffering, because there's only eternal love. The problem with us now is that we have to change our thinking. We have to change. We have too much guilt feeling, guilty fear about everything. Feel guilty if we're successful. People make us feel guilty if we're rich, even. If God gives us some richness or successful business, people make us feel guilty. They make you feel bad. They make you feel guilty if you have a lot of money. They make you feel guilty if you are successful in political or business. And the whole world is feeling guilty about so many things because we have been taught that way. This doctrine is never right. So Jesus has to come, Moses has to come to set us free. Set us free not just by his sacrifice, but by the teaching, telling you that God is all loving. Knock and it shall be open. Ask and it shall be given unto you. But where do you knock? Yes, we couldn't even knock anymore. We're too weak. We're burdened with guilt and fear, fear from this revenge for God. There's no such thing as revenge for God. If he's revengeful, he's like us, like you and me. War God. You do something good to me or else. This is not God. Can you imagine such a God? We no need to worship such a small, minded, narrow person. If he's really a person, if there's a God like that, we should not worry about worshiping him. Because he's just like one of any of the power abusing people. Even in this planet, think about it. You have children, or you have wife and husband. Sometimes your wife makes mistakes, your husband stray a little, you still forgive him. You still hug him and, okay, I forgive you, don't do it again. Your kids sometimes give you so much trouble because they're stubborn, they don't listen to you, they cause you headache. You still forgive them, you still love them, and give them the best love that the parents can afford. Even money, everything, sacrifice. So how would a God, the greatest father or mother of all the universe, could be revengeful, could condemn you to hell just because you're human, you don't know any better, and you make mistakes sometimes? So this kind of fear has been inflicted upon us generation after generations. That's why we find ourselves too weak now to even believe in there is a God who would even answer our prayers. That's why when we pray, we don't pray with a whole heart, we don't have conviction that our prayers will be answered. But it's stated in the Bible, knock and it shall be opened, ask and it shall be given. It is like that. It is truly like that about God. No matter what you did, what you do, he will always answer your prayers. We just have to listen. I'm going to show you how to listen to him. This we have to change, our way of thinking. We have to believe from today that God is all-forgiving, all-loving. Even if you don't believe God is all-forgiving or loving, you believe Jesus has come here and he has sacrificed for you. And I'm going to show you that what he said is truth. I'm going to show you that really there is a God, Godfather, Godmother, or Buddha, whomever you believe. Allah, even anyone that you call his name by all your love or your beauty or your faith, that is the God who is always loving, never, ever, ever criticize you, even for one fraction of the second. Anytime you turn to him, no matter how badly you have done in your life, he will open the door immediately. That's why we call this way immediate enlightenment, because it is immediate. And every day you can repractice again and again until you completely remember that there's only got one thing in this life is God, and he's everywhere. And then you'll be happy.
In order to go to the highest kingdom of God, we have to travel through different levels of heaven.
Для того, чтобы достичь высочайшего уровня Бога, мы должны пройти через различные уровни в высоту.
We often heard that when somebody dies, somebody leaves the physical body, he either goes to heaven or goes to hell.
Мы часто слышали, что человек, когда умирает, покидает, то его душа, покидая физическое тело, направляется либо в небеса, либо в подземелье, в преисподнюю.
We can train ourselves to go to heaven, we can train ourselves to know the way to heaven first, and we can train ourselves to avoid hell while we were living. So when we die, when we leave this physical world, we just go straight to heaven.
Мы можем научиться, как попасть на небо. Мы можем научиться, как найти путь туда и научиться способу избежать того, чтобы попасть в преисподнюю. Когда мы покинем свое физическое тело.
Yes. Or the Master in the past, since time immemorial, since time of Jesus, have left many unspoken spiritual power on the earth, so that the later generation can catch up and learn what they have taught.
Многие учителя древности оставили на земле не выраженные словами духовную силу такую, которую мы, современники, можем воспринять и использовать ее для того, чтобы добиться просветления.
It is just that unfortunately sometimes we do not have the chance to meet the person who is withholding this unspoken method.
К сожалению, мы не часто можем встретить человека, который обладает такой способностью содержать в себе, сохранять в себе вот этот невыраженный словами метод общения с Божеством.
But if we do know someone who happen to know this way, then we can learn from them, just like people learn from Jesus or from other saints in the ancient time. It's the same method, same way.
Если нам посчастливится встретиться с таким человеком, то мы можем у него научиться вот этим методом духовного совершенствования и просветления у него так же, как мы, как наши предки по свидетельству исторических документов учились у Иисуса Христа и других великих учителей древности.
Because this method is a grace from God, is a love from God. Therefore, it cannot be spoken, it cannot be written, and the only way we can receive it again is through a silence transmission.
Это потому что в этом методе заключается передача любви Бога, и он не требует словесного общения. Он как бы аккумулирован бессловесно в поле таком, которое через звук, через познается через молчание и через звук.
Because we have already God power within ourselves. We are the temple of God, and God lives within us. So when we contact that God, we can see it right away.
Потому что у нас уже есть предпосылки. Внутри, в нашей сущности находится Бог. И мы, как бы, от Царства Божия, мы сами находимся в Царстве Божьем. Внутри нас находится Царство Божие. И вот этот контакт происходит между Богом и нашей внутренней сущностью, и мы сразу можем видеть Бога.
The reason why many of us are unhappy because we do not recognize this true self, which is God within us. We are not this physical body. We are not even the brain. We are not even the thinking of the mind. We are not even the emotion. We are not even the feeling. We are not even the intellectual. We are God, the part of God. We are one with God.
Потому что мы представляем собой не то, что кажется на первый взгляд, не физическое тело, и даже не мозг, и не сознание, а мы являемся носителями этой божественной силы, которая внутри нас содержится. И мы как бы сами являемся Богом, не сознавая этого.
If you read the Bible, it says so. You are the temple of God, and God lives within you.
Если вы прочтете в Библии, внимательно прочтете Библию, вы найдете там слова: человек – это храм Божий, и Бог живет в нем.
So in order to find God, we only have to go through all this garbage. You know, we look through, and then we find the diamond.
И для того, единственное, что нам потребуется, чтобы познать Бога, нам нужно через вот это вот напластование, через эти вот ненужные наслоения проникнуть внутрь себя, и мы найдем там бриллиант.
God has created us in His exact image.
Бог создал нас по образу и подобию своему.
So in order to know that we are God, we have to find this real image. And in order to find this real image, we have to know how to distance ourselves from the things that is not real God. This is not real image. The things that cover this real image.
И поэтому, чтобы познать Бога, мы должны познать, найти вот этого Бога в самом себе. А для этого нам нужно суметь устраниться от всего ненужного, от того, что мешает нам увидеть это, увидеть образ Бога, поскольку, как сказано, по образу и подобию создан человек, значит, вот этот образ найти в себе, устраниться от лишнего, от мешающего.
There is nothing that God power cannot do.
Нет ничего, что было бы не подвластно силе Бога.
And the God that Almighty within us will change our life in such an extraordinary way that we would never believe if we look back the way how we were before.
И этот всемогущий Бог, который находится внутри нас, он может изменить нашу жизнь настолько, что мы даже не будем не верить тому, что могло быть раньше что-либо другое.
We came from heaven, we came from God, and the reason why we suffer because we forgot this.
Мы пришли с неба, мы пришли от Бога, и причина наших страданий лежит в том, что мы забыли.
God has given us this physical instrument so that we can experience this physical level of the universe, but we have not lost the spiritual power which connects with the higher level of God's power. And if we have forgotten that higher level of ourselves and only remember this physical level, then of course we suffer, because the energy of this physical level is very, very suppressing, very pressurizing. It makes us suffer all the time.
Бог нам дал физическое тело, и вот пребывание в этом теле, это является всего лишь нахождение на низшем физическом уровне. Мы утратили контакт, общение с высшими духовными уровнями. Мы забыли об этом. И естественно, что пребывание на нижнем физическом уровне очень мучительно, очень тяжело для человека. Оно сопряжено с огромными трудностями постоянными, что вот унижает его вот эту духовную сущность. И связь потеряна.
And the more we suffer, the more difficult for us to believe that God exists. And that's the problem.
И чем больше мы страдаем, тем труднее нам как-то представить себе, что существует Бог. И в этом главная проблема заключается.
The more we suffer, the further we are from God. And the further we are from God, the more we suffer.
Тут взаимная связь происходит. Чем больше мы страдаем, тем дальше мы удаляемся от Бога. И чем дальше мы от Бога, тем больше страдаем опять.
It will continue like that.
И этот порочный круг продолжается постоянно.
Until we so suffer, that we get pressed down, lower and lower, lower, until we experience hell. And that's how hell exists.
И до тех пор вот это страдание нас принижает и опускает все ниже и ниже, и доводит нас до того, что мы в конце концов оказываемся в аду. И вот таким образом и появляется ад.
Jesus said that in the house of my Father there are many mansions.
Иисус сказал, что в доме моего отца очень много людей.
These mansions are the different spiritual levels of God's hierarchy. And in order to find him, we have to go step by step upward, not remain here and not to go down.
И люди, чтобы попасть по высшие сферы, и проходят через такие как бы здания, находящиеся друг над другом на разных уровнях, в строгой иерархии построены один над другим. И чтобы достичь высшего просветления духовного, нужно преодолеть вот эти уровни по очереди.
I'm here to show you how to go up.
И мы собираемся вам показать, как подняться вверх.
I will show you the stairs, but you walk yourself.
Я покажу вам ступеньки, по которым вы сами будете подниматься.
I just happen to know the stairs, and I just point it to you. If you want to know it yourself, you are very welcome.
Дело в том, что я как раз вот уже теперь знаю эти ступеньки, я могу вам показать их, и если вы хотите, вы можете тоже по ним пойти. И я вас приглашаю на это.
Once we leave this physical rough energy of the earth planet and step up on the higher level of heaven, we will experience relief immediately, anytime.
Когда мы, как только мы покинем вот этот низкий физический уровень, планеты, планетарный уровень, такой вот материальный, физический, на Земле здесь, покинем, преодолеем его и вырвемся, выйдем в высшие сферы духовного, духовных уровней, то мы почувствуем колоссальное облегчение, освобождение.
Just like we left a dark underground room and stepped into the higher level of a building, and then we see the sun, we see the daylight immediately.
Как если бы мы из подземелий, мрачных каких-нибудь подвалов, здания, вышли, постепенно вышли на свет, поднялись вверх, и сверху уже увидели солнце и дневной свет.
And the higher we step into the higher mansions of God, the more elevated we feel, the more wisdom we will be reawakened within ourselves, the more power we will have, the more love will stream forth from God through our beings to bless the world and bless everyone, every being that come in contact with us or anyone that in our vicinity.
По мере того, как мы будем подниматься по этим ступеням, через эти здания, расположенные на разных уровнях, все выше и выше к Богу, чем сильнее мы будем становиться духовно, тем больше в нас будет любви от Бога, она будет нас пронизывать и от нас распространяться как бы на всех остальных, на остальных людей и на остальной мир.
And after sometimes, when we reach the stage where we become like Jesus, we become one with Jesus, we can see him, we can also talk to him, we talk to other saints if we want, and then we become one with God. And that is when we know what Jesus had told us, that what I do, you can also do.
И когда мы наконец достигнем того уже уровня, что Иисус Христос, мы сравняемся как бы с Иисусом Христом, мы станем как бы идентичны с Ним, и мы сможем, мы тогда увидим Его непосредственно, мы сможем с Ним разговаривать, мы сами пробудим в себе Бога. И тогда мы по-настоящему поймем уже, что такое, о чем говорил Иисус Христос, когда говорил о Царстве Божьем и о Боге в нас.
Whatever stated in the Bible about the power of God, about God takes care of us, just as He takes care of the blade of the grass, of the lily, of the valley, everything is true, completely true, but we must No, we must experience it. We must not just listen or repeat in the words emptily. We have to know this experience, that God exists, God really takes care of us, God blesses us every day, every second of our life. But we must contact Him.
Мы, когда читаем слова Библии о Боге, о том, что Он создает, создал все на земле, и каждую травинку, каждую лилию долин, и... Мы должны не просто воспринимать это как голую информацию, а чувствовать, прочувствовать, себя пронизать этим сознанием того, что Бог нас создал, что Он находится внутри, что все это должно в нас побуждать желание постоянного и непосредственного контакта с Богом. И вот это необходимо об этом все время помнить.
When he chose to appear to any of us, in our quiet, blessed moments, he is like thousands of the suns put together in our language, in our comparison. When he talks, your head feels like it's split into pieces, but you don't feel pain. And the splendor of the Lord, it doesn't hurt your eyes, even though just little 1,000 watts, you know, make me blur and watery. But the 1,000 suns inside that represent the splendor of His magnificence will not hurt your eyes. It will just make you feel so light, like feather. Feel like you are not existing in the body, but you are one with the whole thing. And you only see God and nothing else. Nothing will bother you anymore at that moment. Even if somebody would pierce you with pins or some sharp object, you would not even feel it. And even if you feel it, you will forgive that person. You would hug him and kiss him. You will not feel any hatred in your heart.
כשהוא בוחר להתגלות בפנינו ברגע הברכה, השקט הזה, הוא כמו אלף שמשות. כשהוא מדבר, הראש מרגיש כאילו שהוא עומד להתפוצץ לחתיכות, אבל אין כאבים. מכיוון שנוגה האל, הקרינה שלו לא פוגעת בעיניים. זה כמו אלף וט, אלף שמשות, אבל זה בפנים, וזה לא פוגע בעיניים. אנחנו מרגישים אז קלים, אנחנו לא מרגישים ישות פיזית, אלא אחדות, ורק האל קיים. דבר לא מטריד אתכם באותו רגע, גם אם דוקרים אתכם, לא תרגישו. ואם תרגישו, אתם תסלחו למי שדקר אתכם, אתם תחבקו אותו ותנשקו אותו.
I could show you him.
אני רוצה להראות לך אותו.
Yes. Because every one of us is a part of him.
כי כל אחד מאיתנו הוא חלק ממנו.
The Bible, the Torah, all of the religious scripture told us that we are God's children, and that's what we are. We always have been, and we always are, and we always will be. Only actual divine experience, only actual enlightenment, actual realization of our own true self will make us a contented person, a happier being, a wiser human.
एउटा सन्तुष्ट र बुद्धिमान र असल मान्छे हुनको निम्ति र सुखी मान्छे हुनको निम्ति खालि हामीले भित्र फर्केर हेर्नु पर्छ भित्र हेर्नु पर्छ
That's why after Buddha has attained enlightenment, he still continue wander in his usual lifestyle as a monk. He has no need to go back to the kingdom, became a king, or became the ruler of any kind, even though he had this opportunity to do so.
Observe pani. राजा हुने अवसर भए पनि राजा नभएर साधारण सन्यासी भएर बुद्धले आफ्नो जीवन व्यतीत गर्नुभयो किनभने उहाँ भित्रको ज्योतिलाई हेर्नुहुन्थ्यो
Of course the Lord Buddha could also become a king again and he is still enlightened even if he's a king or not a king that makes no difference after enlightenment whatever you do you are enlightened
तपाईले बुद्धत्व प्राप्त गरिसकेपछि तपाईं राजा हुनु नहुनुमा केही फरक पर्दैन त्यसैले बुद्ध अझै पनि राजा हुन सक्नुहुन्थ्यो त्यसमा केही फरक पर्दैन बुद्धत्व प्राप्त गरेपछि जे पनि हुन सक्छ
सेस श्री रामा he was so enlightened
रामा त्यस्तो बुद्धि भएका अन्तर्बुद्धि भएका व्यक्तित्व हुनुहुन्थ्यो
that's why it doesn't matter to him whether he inherit the kingdom became a king or being exiled 1,000 miles from home, he is happy.
वहाँ सुखी हुनुहुन्थ्यो चाहे वहाँ राजा बनिनुहोस् चाहे वहाँलाई चाहिँ वनवास पठाइयोस् वहाँ सधैँ नै सुखी हुनुहुन्थ्यो
And even then, afterward,
people demanded he became a king again, then he said, also fine.
जनताले फेरि उहाँलाई चाहिँ राजा बन्ने चाहिँ अनुरोध गरे त्यसैले उहाँ राजा हुनुभयो.
That is an enlightened person. There is no attachment to any kind, either to poverty, to renunciation, or to the kingdom.
चाहे राज्य होस् चाहे त्याग होस् कुनै किसिमको चाहिँ त्याम माया कुनै किसिमको चाहिँ त्यसप्रतिको चाहिँ आसक्ति उहाँमा छैन किनभने उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा अन्तर्ज्ञान भएको व्यक्तित्व हुनुहुन्थ्यो.
The enlightened being would do whatever the situation required, whatever is beneficial to sentient beings.
चेतनशील मानिसहरूलाई जे किसिमको आवश्यकता हुन्छ त्यसको लागि नै एउटा बुद्धत्व प्राप्त गरेको जीवले काम गर्छ.
Because within themselves they are happiness, they are peace, they are love, they have no need of any material or non-material assistance in order to be contented.
Santushta hunuko nimti antargyan prapta jivlai kunai kisimko chai avashyakta pardaina, bhautik sukh suvidhako kehi avashyakta pardaina.
To an enlightened being, everything they do is just for the benefit of others. They do it or not do it. They take some things or they don't take something. Even they eat the food or they drink the milk. Everything is for the sake of other beings.
बुद्धत्व प्राप्त गरेको मान्छे परोपकारी हुन्छ र अर्काकै लागि मात्रै उसले काम गर्छ र खानेकुरा नखाने कुरा आफ्नो जीवको लागि नहेरेर अर्काकै लागि मात्रै हेर्छ.
So in order to be contented, to be peaceful and happy and loving, truly happy inside, all of us should remember who we truly are, just like the Lord Buddha or like other great master.
भगवान बुद्ध अथवा अरू ठुला ठुला परम गुरुहरूले जुन किसिमको हुनुहुन्थ्यो उहाँहरू उहाँ जस्तै हुनको निम्ति हामीले चाहिँ बुद्धत्व प्राप्त गर्नुपर्छ.
也不是说一颗心，也不是说一种什么品质，就是一种自由自在，非常有智慧，非常高贵，非常伟大，整个宇宙都可以包含的，这个就是我们的自信。我们就这样子看起来很像凡夫的人一样，就是我们眼睛一闭起来， 知道在哪里闻佛心的时候，我们马上可以闻到这个佛心。所以释迦牟尼佛才说，我们都有佛心。耶稣也说，天堂是在你那边，是上帝住在我们这个寺庙里面。既然我们都是这样子听说， 不过，如果我们没有真正的这种体验的话，我们生活还是马马虎虎这样子过去，没有改变，没有更增加的智慧，没有更增加的能力，没有可以想到很多奥妙的办法，可以处理我们家庭的， 还有社会的、社会的很多种种的问题。在圣经有说，我们先找到天国，然后所有东西都会来给我们。释迦牟尼佛也有说，我们找到佛性了以后，即使我们的凡夫的生活也会跟 更加快乐，更成功，连那个物质的方面也会更信任。不是因为我们找佛心为了要生活舒服，不过我们也会很舒服，很快乐，因为佛心找到了以后，任何所有的都照亮。 我们的才华，我们的以前所有忘记的才华，我们的已经睡眠的那种智慧，我们好久不知道有的能力，通通全部都会跟佛性一起起来，一起发展，我们变成一个不同的人。因为从那个时候我们不是人了，我们本来就不是人了。好，谢谢。
Everyone wants to know where we come from. And that's the reason why we came here, actually. That's the reason why we came to this planet, the so-called planet, physical planet. Even though, at the same time, we are connected with heaven and spiritual planets, if we call that.But because we have forgotten the connection, so many of us, or most of us, have just recognized this physical presence and this physical life we call human life. In fact, we are not just human. We are also spiritual beings. We are highly developed beings.At the same time we are living here, we are also living in different level of consciousness. We are also doing so many great things. But it is difficult for most of us to realize that. We have forgotten that our life, our so-called beings, is a greater, greater, longer, and higher, and more multiple faces, multiple qualities, multiple expression than just this physical being that we know ourselves to be. We have forgot that. For example, the whole being here is me, like from head to toe. Yes, the whole being. I'm not just a toe, I'm not just a finger, I'm not just a forehead. The whole being is me.But if I just remember my toes or my fingers, then I am not complete. Then it's not me. It's not complete. Similarly, if we just remember that we are a physical human being, then we are not complete. I am here today with the honor of God's permission and endowment.To remind us, our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, and little brother, little sisters, that we should remember our whole being, and I show you how. It is very simple to remember. More simple than breathing, more simple than eating. Breathing, sometimes we have difficulty.If we have a blocked nose, we can't breathe. Eating, if we have indigestion, we can't eat. Or if we don't have enough money to buy food, we're also in trouble. But spiritual wealth is always there. We always have it. It's just we're too busy looking at outside, remembering our physical body, taking care too much of mundane,duties. The world makes us very, very concentrate in the physical and material aspect that we have hardly time to remember our 99% of our being, yeah, which is higher, greater, more powerful, more miraculous, more wondrous, more everything, more holy, more divine, more beautiful, more happy.More blessed, more blissful. Everything that is godly, that is us.
We thank you for your wonderful company on today's episode, The Light of Love in a New Era, a special collection of world lecture excerpts by Supreme Master Cheng Hai on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms coming up next. May your days be brightened with the joy of heaven. Thank you.